Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly presentation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guest is Janet Stoneburner, who is here to talk about stage management and an upcoming class that she's teaching on the subject of the art of stage management. Welcome, Janet.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Good. Thank you. Well, thanks. We just start off. What is stage management and what does a stage manager do?
The stage manager on productions is generally the go-to person. They are there for the entire process. They help run rehearsals. They take all of the blocking notes. They often help with gathering the props. Sometimes they'll run the lights, the sound. It really depends on the theater. I have different handouts from different websites, and they will contradict each other. They will add things. And it depends on the director as well.
So explain blocking.
Blocking is where the actors move on stage. So if the director says, we need you to cross stage left and pick up a flower vase, you write that down. So if the actor forgets or if the director isn't there, you're able to prompt the actors and tell them where to go or let the lighting designer know where things need to be illuminated on stage when.
So this is like the most important job conceivable. I mean, you got to do everything. You got to know a lot about a lot of things, be on top of it more than anybody else, I guess, right?
We like to think so. I heard a story once about a theater company where the stage manager wore a T-shirt that said scapegoat. All through rehearsals. On opening night, he walked in with a T-shirt that said, God.
That's funny. So with all these different, like, cross-training, all these different hats you have to wear, you probably become, like, a bit of a confidant and a therapist as well to some of these actors and directors. And if there's tension and stuff, go between to kind of assuage all the, put out a lot of fires and, you know, soothe out egos and stuff?
Absolutely. One of the best stage management guides I ever saw listed that one of the most important things you can do is instead of just sitting in the booth and telling them it's 10 minutes to curtain, go downstairs, say hello, see what's going on. It's kind of listen to the actors and make sure how they're feeling, how things are running backstage, and just really stay connected.
Right. Give them a back rub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring them like a cocktail.
I frown on that. But
So I'm curious about every time you look at a stage floor, it's got X's and spots on it. Tell me about that. As long as we're talking about this details, let's talk about the details.
That's called taping out the set or spiking the set. So the little X's let you know that if the coffee table is picked up and moved during the show to make room for something to happen on the carpet, that's where the table goes, and that's where you move the table to.
Okay. And your script is probably really annotated with tons of little post-it stickies or notes, I mean, because you have to remember the blocking. And the blocking will often change, or does it?
It often changes. Always have a pencil. Blocking notes are always to be written in pencil because things will change.
And you've worked for a lot of companies, or practically all the companies here in town.
Almost. There's a few I haven't worked with yet.
Was this something you went to school for, or is it something you just decided you were good at it because you're organized and you're efficient and you're dependable, so you figure I'll be a stage manager?
Well, the college I went to had a Bachelor of Theater degree at the time, and in order to graduate, you had to go down the checklist, and you had to do lights for a show, you had to do props, you had to help build the set, you had to help do costumes, and one of them was, of course, stage managing. And if you were smart, you signed up ahead of time to say, oh, I'll stage manage my friend's senior project. Because that's a one-person show, minimal lights, minimal set. You get in and out without tearing your hair out. And that's what I planned to do. I was all set to do that. And my junior year, they were doing a show called Un Milagro de Tepeyac, which was an original piece. The director was brought in from his theater company in San Francisco, Theater Adelante. And he brought with him some of his core actors. So, and they really put a push out. They wanted to bring in a lot of people from the community to be in the show. And these were all things that had never happened before. So we were looking at this show coming up and hearing all the stories about it. And I'm sitting in the theater building between classes, and the director of the program walked by and said, oh, by the way, you're stage managing.
Oh, boy. So it's like a trial by fire.
Absolutely. We had a number of actors who didn't English was their second language.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So you became bilingual.
Yes. And also teaching them the important things. Like when we say five, it means five, not 10.
Yeah. And you, so now you're teaching a class on the art of stage management. And tell us about that and when it's happening and
it's happening
where.
At the ACT Studio Theater next week, the 3rd through the 7th, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay. And in the evening?
In the evenings.
Okay. And the tuition is free?
Yes.
And the purpose of this is to get people, train people to be stage managers for Anchorage Community Theater?
Well, for pretty much anyone in town.
Okay. And with the, like, how do you start? How do you start teaching somebody this? Like, where do you begin?
I usually begin with how I got into stage managing. What do they know about it? And then just the basic duties. What needs to be done before the show begins? What needs to be done at the first read-through even? And I just kind of take it from the very beginning to the very end of the show. Because that's what I really love about stage managing is you're the person who's there and sees the whole thing.
I'm being amused by sitting here looking at your 10 golden rules of stage management. And my gosh, they'd apply to almost any job I could ever think of.
Yeah.
Learn from mistakes. Don't panic. Safety first. Plan and think ahead. Prioritize. Early is on time. Put everything in writing. Please and thank you. And finally, stage managers do make coffee.
Yes. That's one I actually pirated from somebody offline who has a stage management website. So that's her answer when somebody says, well, what do you do? Mine used to be trying to explain it to my family well. When you walk into the theater and you see the set, the actors and props, I'm in charge of making sure that that all happens on time correctly.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest Janet Stoneburner talking about stage management and her upcoming class on the same subject.
Yeah, Janet, with a show, after it goes up, after the opening night and everything, does a stage manager sit in the audience with a stopwatch and time? Because I heard this before, that if it's like a half a minute over or a half a minute under, you know, you run to the playwright and you stop the show and you say, what's going on here? And you call a special rehearsal because it's not the way it should have gone.
Once the show's open, you're generally not in the audience. You need to be in the booth so you can call the cues and make sure the lights and the sound are happening. And the timings, if the show is getting a little bit slack or if it's beginning to run too fast, you can call a pickup rehearsal. And that's just coming in on a night off and going through the show. In college, that was always the time when you could play tricks on the show.
And, what do you mean?
Well, we had one in college where the actor had lost his favorite sweater, and he was ranting and raving about it before rehearsal, and it was finally located. And during the technical rehearsal, we're all playing pranks on the pickup rehearsal. We're all playing pranks on each other. So he gets the idea that since his friend Tim is supposed to enter through the glass doors out of the garden, he gets a piece of rope and starts tying the doors shut. And he thinks this is going to be the best prank ever. Well, Tim was standing just off stage watching him do it. So instead of entering from the garden, he entered from Scott's bedroom wearing Scott's sweater.
Now, does stuff like that happen during the actual performances?
We try not to let that happen, but every now and then the pranks slip through. My rule is generally, if you're going to try and prank the show, you have to tell me about it first, and I will sign off on it.
Signing off is very important. That's on the list here. Get it in writing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the director is done when the show goes on stage, but the stage manager is there till the last light goes down.
Exactly.
Until they strike the set.
Mm-hmm. And that, like I say, that's one of my favorite parts. It doesn't happen in Anchorage, but traditionally, you know, you hear the stories about New York theater back in the day. The show opens, you go to the party, you read the review, you put the director on a plane to go do their next job, and you stay and run the show.
Oh, so there is kind of like a latent director thing going on, too, because you could give notes as the show runs about the actual performances or the play itself.
It depends on the director, whether or not you are more their assistant director or if you are simply the person who is handling the technical elements of the show. But yeah, a lot of times you will be able to tell the actors, okay, we're getting a little bit lax here, work on this cue, let's make sure that these things are happening in the correct order.
And you have to have like quite a bedside manner or have a lot of experience with human beings insofar as knowing how to handle like neurotic behavior. Like, well we could name some names specifically. Who's the worst person you worked with in town?
Oh, no. We're not going to go there.
Okay. All right. I just figured maybe. Who knows? It's worth a shot. Yeah.
We did a show together, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Yeah, maybe he was.
Could have been. Huh? Me? Yeah. So you've done like lots of, what's some of the shows that we might have seen your work? Because you're invisible. Do you ever feel like you're being like glossed over by, you know, you don't get the glory?
Absolutely. It's sort of the job backstage in the shadows.
It's kind of thankless.
But you do it, yeah, but you do it for the love of the show. You really do. What I always say is my favorite show is always the one that I'm working on currently. But Midsummer Night's Dream, that was the NEA production with Alaska Theater of Youth, Cyrano's, and Edgeware Productions.
That was wonderful.
That was such a fun show. And that was one that was just amazing to watch from night to night and seeing how it built and grew. And just the little things that go wrong that just make the show that much funnier.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much, Janet Stoneburner, for coming down here and telling us all about the art of stage management and the class that is coming up that you're teaching. It's free of charge. When is it again?
It is August 3rd through the 7th, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and it is 7 to 9.
7 to 9 at ACT Studio Theater.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. Meshuggah continues its run at Cyrano's through August 16th. Showtimes are Thursday to Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. Tickets are available through centertix.net or by calling 263-ARTS or by going to Cyrano's on the night of the show. Cyrano's Theater Company is located downtown in Anchorage on D Street between 4th and 5th.
And coming up this first Friday, which is a week from today, August 7th, at the MTS Gallery in Mountain View, as part of the First Friday Art Walk, there will be a show by Brian Hutton presenting the premiere, one night only. The show is called In Their Own Words, Emma Goldman and Adolf Fischer, and this will be at the MTS Gallery in Mountain View. Doors open at 8 o'clock, and the show starts at 9. This event is free and open to the public, and it is in Mountain View.
And finally, at Anchorage Community Theater on August 3rd to 7th, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., Janet Stoneburner will be teaching the Art of Stage Management at the ACT Studio Theater. Tuition is free. For more information, call ACT at 344-4713. And also, ACT will be holding auditions for Harvey on August 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. and on August 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.